Starting with consent items, 17 back 891 minutes of the last meeting. As usual, staff has been very punctual in sending out the minutes, so we've all had a chance to look at those. Are there any additions, changes, deletions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I move.
Moved by Mr. Green. Have a second?
Second.
Second by Colin. All those in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries. We'll move into the regular agenda. 17 TAC 892, consider, discuss, and act on a Veterans Day ceremony of 2017 at the Veterans Memorial Park in McKinney, Texas. Last page of your packet is the updated planning sheet. You'll notice on there a few additions, and I tried to put the new stuff in red. I have procured a bagpiper if we want. I have procured echo taps, which is my preference. The Marine Corps Junior ROTC is confirmed, the choir is confirmed, Pastor Lust is confirmed. The mayor knows what's going on. Guest speaker's been confirmed. Still waiting to hear back from Congressman Johnson's office, which is the usual. Won't hear from him until probably about 20 days out, if that.
I saw him a couple weeks ago. He's not very mobile.
Yeah,
he's less mobile than he was before.
So I guess we already mentioned the mayor knows, former Mayor Lockmiller knows, Johnson would. McKinney Parks and Recs, you guys are prepared for the flags, chairs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, sir.
What we ought to do, Tim, we got one more meeting before we, finalize the plans, but we ought to sort of start looking at the long-range forecast when we get closer and decide which side we're going to put the choir on. If there's a shady side, we'll put them on the shady side. If the weather's going to be warm.
I think they do both the same now due to the construction of the apartment building.
Yeah. That's right. We'll have shade from the apartment building.
Yes, that's true. They haven't put the roof on it yet.
Right. But it's two stories tall already right there by the park.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and you have the sound system, or do we need to borrow it from the DAR again?
We provide the microphones for the choir.
Yeah.
And the soundboard.
Okay.
We provide all the sound.
Okay.
The microphones, so the speakers use.
All right. I guess we use the DAR as a backup. Case.
Right.
Okay.
I think they provide us for
all right. Did we decide last time that we were okay with letting the water run? I think it worked okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We left it on.
All right. I know on parking. I know that Tony Taylor was trying to get in touch with you, Colin. Did you guys connect?
No.
Okay. I got an email from you that said Tony was looking for him, and you connected.
Me?
Yes, from you. About 3 or 4 weeks ago.
About parking?
Well, no. It was Tony Taylor trying to get in touch with Colin. And you provided her his email.
Yeah.
So oh.
Was that about parking? Was that something
else?
No, that's a risk. Yeah.
No, it wasn't me, but I did talk to her like last week about it. And she's looking to offer help, including cleaning the wall again. If we want that, she'll do that. She'll have to scout for that.
Why don't we do that?
It was about a year ago, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Why don't we should do that if they're offering?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then what to do during the ceremony day, and I told her, well, previously we've used for guiding people in, handing out programs and parking assistance.
Do we want to use them for a program? Or do we have any?
I think we listed the Boy Scouts or some Girl Scouts too that handed out programs, I believe. Just the people that come in.
Mm-hmm. I think we should.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I can pass it on to her.
Yeah.
I don't know what she didn't mention anything with you specifically that she wanted. Maybe it was the same thing.
Maybe. But yeah. She found you first.
Yeah.
Okay, just respond that we'll get more detail to her after the next meeting, which will be less than a month.
Okay.
Okay. Civil Air Patrol. Anybody make contact with those guys? I don't even have a POC. I don't have a contact name. Okay, we'll pass over that. As I mentioned, we confirmed the choir. I did send her, Cindy an email a couple of days ago just to ask if she had any plans to change the song sequence or the songs that they wanted to sing so that we can put it in program if we want to. And she has not responded yet, so I'll follow up with her again before the week is out.
This is a thought. Should we suggest, because most people don't know that there's an order, should we suggest that they sing them in the order of the flags? Or is that getting too nitpicky?
They should sing in the order of the flags. If you're talking about the
Army, Marines, themes, Navy,
yeah,
Air Force.
They should sing in the order. I think they know that. Did they not sing in the order last time?
I don't think they did.
Okay.
Are we going to dedicate the flagpoles?
We're going to talk about that. Well, okay, I'll ask her that when I follow up with her on here, because all I really care that they sing besides the national anthem and the colors.
Navy.
No, it's the Valley of the Republic, because that precedes the flywheel, and that's kind of traditional. So other than that, they can pretty much sing what they want to sing, but we'll talk about that.
It's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Just
if they're going to sing,
people
that
they
know,
well, hey.
and we do get that. Okay, so let's talk about bagpipes and taps, since I've got people that can do either or both. In the past, for this ceremony, we pretty much just closed it out with taps after the flyover. And the same guys that did echo taps for us at Memorial Day are willing to come back and do this one. So that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is like we did a year or four ago when we had the bagpiper, play Amazing Grace down the other end and close it out with that. Yes, sir.
You know, that reminds me, I forget about it. Remember last year we had a little bit of a timing issue with the air support? Mm-hmm. As a result, the choir kind of stepped in voluntarily and sang an additional song.
Right.
It was just to make sure to let them know it would be helpful to have a song on reserve just in case the same thing happens again. Sorry.
That's a good idea. And the other thing about that is, with regard to the air cover, is they got to fly a whole different vector this year.
Yep.
So we're going to have to coordinate. Did you talk to Carl yet?
No.
Okay.
I will.
We'll cover that in a minute. But okay, so what do y'all think about bagpipes or taps or both or either or neither?
I like the bagpipes. It's just that taps is kind of something we're expecting. Mm-hmm.
I like both.
Yeah.
Well, we can have the bagpiper sort of do the prelude. The choir usually sings a couple of patriotic songs. Or we could have the piper, or we could do the piper for the American Legion at night.
Yeah, I know. I talked to RD about it last night. He said he's already got a bag. He's already got a bugler lined up.
Well, maybe it's a natural break. So in the past, the choir did a prelude. Everyone's kind of getting seated.
Right.
It sort of set the mood.
Right.
And then maybe when the bagpiper starts, that's the official start of the ceremony. So the bagpiper starts.
Yeah, we have him play American Beautiful or something.
And then taps at the very end.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So we just have the bagpiper play the one number in the front.
Right.
And then he can fade away. Okay. We can make that happen.
You could have one at the end as the planes are approaching for the pipers. And then after they fly over, you have taps.
If the same thing happens that happened last year and the Battle of the Republic gets over early, we're still waiting on the aircraft, that'd be a perfect time for the piper to play. And he could play all the way through until the aircraft get overhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way it wouldn't be a timing issue.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he could just
keep playing.
He could play three verses of Amazing Grace or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. And then they have taps at the very end.
Yeah, right. After the flyover and the aircraft noise has died down where you can hear taps, then we do taps. Okay. I'll write that between now and next meeting. I'll write up a program that we'll have all that stuff on it, and we'll finalize it. But I'll get those guys locked in. We'll do that. Okay. As we mentioned, the invocation is all set. Do I need to do anything to follow up with the pastor between now and then, or you do that? Or?
Yeah.
I know he's on board. He's not.
What I need is I need a copy of the new program with all the inserts. But before, I'm going to take them last year's and explain to them what it's going to be like. But we have changed it a little bit. But he is in the in the early stages.
Very beginning, yeah.
Very beginning to give the invocation.
Right. In fact, I'm going to have him do the invocation before we present the colors.
Yeah, but once you get the program nailed down, then I'll take a copy of that.
Okay. All right.
You can send that to me on email.
Okay. As mentioned, the color guard's confirmed. We're all good on that. Flyover, you're going to get in touch with Carl.
So Colin can take that one this year?
He volunteered last meeting, so I'm going to let him follow through with that. But I think you could still do air cover. Since you did it once, you got experience.
You're talking about
air control.
Air boss.
Okay. Since you've done it once, and now you've got experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, that's fine.
So then what's he going to do? You got the radio for me?
Well, actually, he's just going to talk to Carl and make sure Carl's on board and everything's lined up.
So,
And then, he's got to. And then all you got
to
do is day of, get your radio and do that. So,
yeah.
All right, we'll plan on that. We'll make another day.
You really need one. Get him an Air Boss hat.
Yeah, you got an Air Boss
hat. Get him an Air Boss
hat.
You get an official MASMB Air Boss. We'll work on that too.
It's not in the budget.
Yeah. I mean,
I can get you an old World War II set of paddles for bringing them in.
Okay, next item, taps. As mentioned, Roy Perrin is good to go. He's going to bring his partner so they can do echo taps again. Volunteers, DAR is confirmed. They're going to have the usual. They're going to have their ice chest of water and handheld flags and stuff like that. I have not touched base with the Army recruiting district. Mr. Creedon, were you going to sort of pick that up?
Yeah, I'll give him a call. Okay. I can't remember his last name.
I know. When you find it, would you let me know so I can put him on here?
I'll do so. Yeah, okay. I'm going to see if I can. I'll try. I know where his office is. I'll be down in a couple days.
And the staff here, you guys are in touch with the CBB, right, for press releases and stuff?
You bet. Okay,
so we don't have to worry about that part. And programs and posters and flyers and all that. We don't have to worry about that.
We got you taking care of all that with the city.
You bet.
I have notified Judge Self, so he knows. I have not notified Susan Fletcher yet, but I will do that. And then Colin, George, all of us probably need to get involved with notifying our various veterans organizations. Like I did the VFW Post last night, and you did the Legion Post. So we need to follow up with them next month and also get them copies of our posters, flyers, and that kind of stuff. So sometime between, I guess, the next meeting and the event, we need to get those distributed. So.
For the Romeos, which there's quite a few black veterans that go, you know what Romeo stands for?
Yep. Well,
retired old men standing around. And it's true. That's anyway, for their October luncheon, I'm going to make an announcement.
Okay.
And I can use, are the materials going to be ready early October, you think? Posters?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
For
having them.
Hmm?
You have them?
She sent me a draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, those are pretty easy to spit out because it always changed the date. So.
I could use a couple of those for what I want to go to.
Okay. All right. Is there anything that needs to be added to the checklist or anything that you think we've missed? Looks like the plans are going along pretty well. Everything's pretty well on schedule coming together. We should be able to button up the final things next meeting. And then it's just a matter of, you know, the week before doing our final follow-up with people to make sure people don't forget, i.e. Carl. Carl Best.
When I'm leaving here, I'll give him a call.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I have one thing. My wife is on the McKinney Garden Club. She's a member of the Garden Club, and she wanted me to say that the Garden Club, it's her 85th anniversary. They celebrated it last week. The point being that they have quite a large amount of funds for planning and landscape. Can you use any of that at all for them?
I believe they've already contacted our director. Okay. 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 I'm not sure about what, but I know the garden club had a meeting.
They're being run very well this year.
Good deal. Is your wife the president? Is she running?
No, she's not. I'm going to be sure. Good one, Tim. I can tell you that.
There you go.
Since we sort of mentioned it a while ago, if there's nothing else to add to that agenda item, I'm going to go ahead and skip down to the potential flag raising ceremony, because if we decide we're going to do it as part of the Veterans Day ceremony, we can talk about that. So let's talk about that. Tim, the sod was laid, electric was done, so the flag plaza effectively is ready and able to receive the flags and make that happen. So I guess the question is, we talked last meeting about doing an informal flag raising, maybe invite some veterans groups and play to the colors and raise the flags for the first time ceremonially, which we could do any time, or we can wait until this ceremony and get some folks in uniform and do it more formally as part of a, not dedication, because I don't want to do dedication until we get the granite monument there. But do a formal flag raising at that point. What's the board think about that?
My thought in defending why we wanted to do it early is that we're going to have the construction zone between the plaza and the monument, and we're going to have a large crowd of people. And I don't think getting people to move from one end to the other with that obstruction in the middle is kind of problematic.
Yeah. And if you wait till the dedication ceremony where you can have all the chairs on the proper end, that's all the way till December, maybe, depending on the way it's going. So, I mean, I guess the feeling is, what's the feeling of the board that we'd like to have flags flying, or can they wait? Anybody feel strongly one way or another?
I can get the flags up any day. They're in my office.
James?
Because we have the flag poles. We should have the flags.
And the lighting is ready.
So
that's kind of
not the perfect yet. Don't the perfect beginning is the good. I think we have a small ceremony.
Yeah.
Maybe, what about, is there a way to combine it with the event that happens the night before?
Well, this year it's the day of.
Why can't we raise the flags during the event? I mean, people can turn around. I mean, they don't have to walk down there to see it.
It's pretty far, isn't it?
It's good distance.
It's pretty fair distance. Obviously, they'd be able to turn around and see the flags going up, and they'd be able to hear the bugle. So that's why we're talking about it.
And,
you know,
and we have a bugler.
My feeling is, if we do it early, it gives us a chance to thank people like the CDC and all the contributors that made contributions, and they see the fruit of their contribution happening. Gives us a chance to do that twice instead of just at the dedication ceremony. And I do like the idea of just an informal gathering, particularly of veterans and other interested citizens that want to see the thing raised first time.
I think, yeah, the flag poles are there. We ought to put them up as soon as practical. And during the ceremony itself on Veterans Day, they'll be there. It'll just add that much more.
Yeah, I think we can speak about it to the crowd. And I plan to, you know, once again, talk about the Gold Star Monument.
So are you saying that we have a ceremony before Veterans Day?
Correct.
Yeah, we're talking about sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks, probably. And we put the word out to the veterans organizations, and we can put something out, I guess, in the website and the city website.
And the city can put it out in their monthly.
Put it on the Facebook page. And,
I gave the notice last night that the 24th of September is a tentative date to stand by, which is Sunday, 2 weeks.
Yeah. So if that doesn't work for me, I'll be in New York. So.
You want to put it off in October?
Well, I want to put it off till I'm be here, even before we're at it. I get back on the 25th.
What, will you be back at the end of the month?
Yeah, I'll be back on the 25th.
Well, we could do it the first weekend in October.
Yeah.
We're
going
to have to water the sideline pretty heavy for the next 2 weeks to get the root.
Perfect. Give you time to do that.
It would be real soggy if you wanted to do it within the next 2 weeks.
So the first week of October is better anyway.
All right.
Plus, they're going to go ahead and pour the concrete around the granite foundation. Mm-hmm. So the site will be a little more cleaned up.
Okay.
They're going to demobilize, get their front end, they have a backhoe out there, mm-hmm. and then a little skid steer loader. It will be gone.
So they decided
it'll look a little bit cleaner for November 11th, but we're still going to have to check the rebar sticking out of the ground under about 5 feet, so it's definitely still will be a work in progress.
So if we do the, if you're going to do it on Sunday, is that what you're thinking?
The only reason I picked Sunday, the 24th, is because they're having the Gold Star Memorial down on the Saturday and down in Cedar Park. But it can be a Saturday or a Sunday, it doesn't. Saturdays are probably, you know, the church going crowds are going to work better on a Saturday.
Well, I see September 30th, October 1st, October 7th, or October 8th is the best choices.
October 6th through the 8th, there's a big air show down at,
oh, is it?
At Dallas Executive Airport.
Okay.
The first one for the commemorative Air Force, and you're all invited.
Is this the one that used to be out in Midland every year?
Yeah.
It's now here?
Yeah. It's our very first one, having been here a year and a half, 2 years, as our new headquarters is at Dallas Executive.
Since we're going to light it up, it's going to be lit up, what do I do it on a Friday evening? Oh, you got Friday night football.
There you go.
Brilliant, yes. People won't, yeah, they'll go to football games.
I think it would be rather spectacular to do it at nighttime.
Well, late in the afternoon, yeah. And then it gets lit up
once the lights are down. Can we do it before our next meeting? And then maybe we just find a spot that we can all meet afterwards, since we're already... It's on our calendar.
Right. So you're trying to do it on the 11th when we meet?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
And then could you, your club's right there, can we get a, I don't know, I've never been in there, they have like a little executive room.
Absolutely. Sneak in. Yeah. Yeah, I can reserve
something
that.
Something around there has got to be a coffee shop or something.
I can reserve that and we can have a refreshment afterwards and have our meeting. Can we have a meeting over there? Do we have to meet here?
You can have it wherever you want.
You just have to post it, right? Yeah.
72 hours prior. Let me confirm with Sandy, though. So give me details. Can you email detail on where you want to have it? And I'll just be sure with her.
The 11th is the next meeting?
Yeah.
The
11th. Does that sound good, everybody? We do it. We raise the flags, and then we meet on the 11th.
There you go.
Is that okay with you, Tom?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have it
at the end of the table. So we can raise the flags and meet and finalize the plans for Veterans Day, and that's perfect. All right.
As far as reading the flags, I was gonna read that or get somebody to read that Old Glory poem,
mm-hmm.
and maybe try to do a passing of the national flag, similar to what they did in your.
Okay.
I've done that 3 times. You know, similar flag.
What do you think about having the Sea Cadets do the lanyards?
That'd be great. We need to have a team, I guess, for each branch of the service.
Right.
So the Navy guys and Army guys and Air Force guys. We got one Coast Guard guy.
Okay. So we don't want Sea Cadets. We want our veterans to do it.
Well, the question would be, for the national flag mm-hmm. and the Texas flag, I think it'd be appropriate. Because mm-hmm. then...
Okay.
Do we want to reach out to the DAR and get them to bring their loudspeaker?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a fairly small group, I think. I think we can stand there and speak about it, and we can prep the guys that are going to do the pull of liners, and then the leader is going to be there, and when he starts playing, everybody will be paying attention. And we're going to hoist the U.S. flag first, and the Texas flag, and then all those are at the same time.
Yeah, that'll work.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, well, we have some time to play with that, but let's just plan it for the 11th of October.
And 6 p.m.?
Well,
or 5 p.m.
Well, 5's going to...
It'll be hard for people to get there. So, yeah, we probably need to do it at 6, and then we'll meet afterwards. So the meeting will have to
be... Hey, I need to say something, though. Yeah. The October meeting, that's when you wanted to do this?
Yeah.
That's when we'd normally do our swearing-in and election of officers, so that might be a strange meeting to have to hold somewhere else. So let me be sure with Sandy that what we can do with that, okay, before you get too heavy into your plans.
Okay.
Scheduling
of
the flag raising.
Okay. I think that's a good idea.
Doesn't she just, she comes to that, right? Mm-hmm. Sort of sense, so she could potentially meet us there. She's driving.
She could. So the venue again, tell me the venue that you want to have. Is it a publicly accessible place? Is it a business, did you say?
A business, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would just need to clear it to her, is all.
The TPC would be the place.
It's, I mean, it's a private club, but it's public. I mean, you might want to just kind of reserve the room.
I see. So. Well, that sounds fun.
Okay, we'll check that out. We'll communicate via email on how we do that.
Yeah, if it's a question of how we set the, how to set the event for, like, if the meeting is until October 11th, mm-hmm. It's now September, how can you set the event over email? Does that be decided now in a meeting?
Probably so. Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a...
We can always cancel. So we can vote to set the meeting and the ceremony on the 11th, subject to finding out from the city if it works for them. So that being the case, someone will make a motion that we set the ceremony for immediately preceding the next meeting on the 11th of October.
I do.
There's a motion. Have a second.
Second.
Have a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. So that moves us back to item 17, tag 893, consider, discuss, and act on the Gold Star Monument. We just heard from Tim that basically the flag class is done. We're going to be protecting the rebar and pouring the concrete for the granite portion of the monument. But we won't get the granite until maybe December, right?
Correct. Mid-December was the most recent projected date.
Give me an update. You told me earlier, but what's the plan for the actual delivery? Has all that been worked out?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just a matter of waiting for the granite to arrive.
Before it shows up.
All right. The contractor's got the crane and what he needs to mount the granite.
The monuments will probably granite.
Yeah.
A sky lift locally, so they can fork it out over top of the rebar that's sticking out.
Okay. So there's really not much more for us to do on that. We really can't decide on a dedication ceremony until the cotton picking thing's in place. So,
when I spoke to Brent Casey, he's Woody's grandson. They're going to be in town on the first Snowball Express. They, I want to say the, I think that's the second weekend in December.
Okay.
December 9th. And that would be ideal.
Sure.
Since they're in town, to have a dedication then. In addition, there's about 1,200 to 1,500 Gold Star families in town. And they would,
for that same event?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
And that they would try to also bus some of them out here for that. But it's all contingent upon when the grant is.
And there's nothing we can do about that, right? I mean, it's just, we're totally at the mercy of
this. I spoke to Jason at Bailey Monument, and he's got 3 or 4 projects he's getting done by the end of this month. Mm-hmm. And then he said, we're next.
Okay.
Now, what does that mean? You know, does that mean that the granite is there? Mm-hmm. I was told that on the proofing, they can send us the proofs on Monday, we can approve them on Tuesday, and they can be printing them on Wednesday. So, that's not really...
And then once they print them, the thing's finished, right?
Correct.
So that's shipping.
Yeah. So, Brent told me that it's not uncommon for once you get the proofs to maybe 2 weeks later have the monument delivered. So,
and we have the proofs exactly like you want them, right?
No, we haven't received them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like,
we've received the proofs.
You have what you want to go on there.
Right.
We just don't have their proof coming back. Okay.
So,
all right. Well,
so I guess it's unknown at this point when we can. But I think the earliest reasonable date looks to be December 9th.
Because of all those dignitaries that are going to be in.
Yeah.
If we can make that happen.
Not December 7th, right?
Okay, so we're going to have to...
I think it was that one, Ryan.
Maybe we'll have a better idea in by the November meeting.
Yeah.
And we can start making some decisions.
Well, we should have a better idea by the next meeting.
Okay. So we'll discuss that then. Is there anything else to talk about with regard to the Gold Star Monument?
I will say this. Cedar Park is dedicating theirs on the 23rd of this month.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about going down there. I don't know if anybody wants to go down here.
I will too. I'll go down there.
And see their dedication ceremony. Maybe take notes and see what they did right.
See what we can do better. Okay, we'll plan on that then. We covered that. Has anybody else got something? Okay.
It's probably going to be an 0400, get up in the morning at 4 o'clock and head down there because it's at 10 o'clock. I'm not going to go down there and spend the night.
I might because my son lives in Harker Heights. I can stop and stay over with him. We'll see. Okay. Then that moves us down to citizen comments. We have some citizens here.
Yes.
Anything you need to say? Floor is yours.
We're with McKinney Amateur Radio Club, and we'd like to do our special event from the park on Veterans Day this year. So we wanted to find out if that would be okay with the board to operate.
Okay. The procedure is we got to put that on the agenda for next meeting. And we'll discuss it and vote on it. But
okay.
Wouldn't see any big issue seeing as how we were pleased with it last time. So.
I know that you guys have already started the Gold Star Family Monument. When we went over there the other day to look at it, we had talked about moving closer to where the dog park is, further away from the office.
Yeah, the next spot would make it be logical.
Yeah.
That other strip of land on the other side of where the flag class is.
Mm-hmm.
That's not city property, is it?
No.
Is there anything we have to go through to, I mean?
I can contact Greg Ranches.
But you guys just have a pop-up and you're not doing anything?
Some family pop-up.
We're not pulling a similar rig in or anything. So.
Right.
I'll give up a good
one. We'll work that out with them next meeting.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other citizen comments? Okay, that brings us to board and commissioner comments. First of all, let me say congratulations to those of us who got reappointed for another year.
Yeah.
Nice to be able to keep the job. Next month we will vote on new officers and whatnot. Well, Colin's got some things he wants to talk about.
I've discovered 3 new names, and I've been able to vet them. So I'll be bringing 3 new names, maybe a couple more. Went to the museum last night and discovered some people that they have in some of their folios, World War I veterans that both RD and I were unaware of. So I'm going to go through those as well. And so But the three new names, two from the Korean War and one from World War II, I believe all of them are guys that were born here, but their families moved, and when they enlisted,
they enlisted elsewhere.
But they're listed as being from Collin County, and they were born here, so.
So they qualify.
So I'll be bringing all that information to vote on them. So that, with the two that we voted last week, so that's potential five new names.
So make a note of that for your agenda.
keeping that engraver busy.
Awesome. Anybody else have anything? Yes, sir.
Tim, make sure that the CBD, that Beth Schumann over there knows of the activities and send the information and she'll put that at least a week in advance. Sure. Poster a week in advance of the Saturday. The other thing is that I learned this morning that the organization that's been taking all the World War II veterans to Washington, D.C.,
Honor Flakes,
they're now taking Korean veterans and anybody that served during that period of time anywhere in the world are Korean veterans. And in some cases, there are some communities where they're now working on Desert Storm, but they're going to continue to work through every campaign that we've been in since World War II.
To bring them up and see the various monuments.
Yeah, and see the various monuments. So, and I was asked this morning if I would like to do it, and I said, well, that'd be a great honor, but I'm not a World War II veteran. And he said, no, you don't understand. He said, it's now Korean veteran. And I said, well, I was in West Germany. He said, you're a Korean veteran. I said, yes, sir.
Okay.
That's what the VA calls me. Anyway, just a piece of information.
Great. Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Creedon. I have a second.
I'll
second by Andrew. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
None opposed, we're adjourned. Thank you.
I do have a couple of contacts for the city. I'm moving here, so I have other contacts. This is why I didn't do any church here. Why do I have them for it?
I think
we have somebody's, you know, in the car. Okay.